Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, June 21st, 2022.
Oh. It's the first day of Summer Secret Show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So, how's everybody doing?
Good. How are you doing?
So, I'm so awesome. Just so much happiness and joy.
Well, you got a big trip ahead of you.
I know.
I'm excited.
Love is in the air. I do love a hot June wedding. I love 100 degree outdoor in full sun in a dress.
Was this wedding planned for a year or two prior and just they're just getting around to it, or is
no,
this isn't one of the cancels that got rescheduled?
Not, no.
Okay. Good for them.
And I think that because they're both like, they're super Christian, I think they actually met at a Christian camp.
Oh,
think they might be actual virgins because they're both like 20. I don't know. I mean, you know, look, it's a secret show, so I can say anything. Hopefully, Shay, if you're listening to this, this is too dirty.
She's
for you.
Old enough.
You need to go pray. Pray the, yeah, pray the sex away.
Pray the sex away.
Yeah, I don't know. That's,
I'm sure her soon-to-be husband was like, yes, let's marry. Let us marry. Let me put my Christ-endorsed wiener in your Christ-endorsed hellhole. Let's do this thing.
Hellhole? What kind of thing is that to say? Jesus.
Know, whatever.
Poor Shay.
Oh, Shay, I'm sure it's not a hellhole.
Are you?
No. I'm not.
No.
No idea. I really don't know. I've never seen it. I never will. I did change her diaper when she was little.
Mm. Oh, God.
But I wasn't, like, looking around, checking things out.
Well.
Well, what? I wasn't. You know, it was weird to change a baby girl. You know, like, for me, it was always a baby boy. Everything's on the outside. You get in there, you're cleaning all the stuff out, move the things where they need to go. Mm-hmm. You have a diaper handy to make sure that they don't pee all over the room. But a little girl, I'm like, oh boy, geez, what do I do with that?
What are you talking about?
I don't know what to do. Do I
there's
get
more
right in
there,
there
with it? Well, yes, the you do, because there will be too. There'll be poop in there. You got to get yes.
Yeah.
There's
uh-huh.
You got to clean. But it's a that's, I don't even need to say it out loud.
I just remember, kids taking like an elephant dump. Just like, you can't believe that much shit was in them. And you just carry, it's coming out the sides of the diaper and you're like,
And up the back.
Yeah, like running through the house, trying to keep it contained, put them in the tub. Like, oh my God, why, how is this my life? How is this my life? I was going to be a rock star.
Remember that time when you, you know, did it without a condom and then you, you know, grew that kid inside you.
Know,
that's how it's happening to you. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Turns out it's all your own fault. The elephant dump. And then there's John out in the hallway with like the Windex and scrubbing the carpet.
Hey.
Like you get the poop out. Oh, Jesus. I'm like, we look at each other. I'm like, you did this. This is you. You wanted kids.
The blame game.
Let's have another one.
The blame game always goes over great.
Oh, it does. Oh, my God. It really makes the other person feel special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You wanted these kids.
It's very healthy to that, you know.
Yeah, it is. Sure, chest. Right. Careful what you say, man. Once you've said it, there's no pulling those words back in. You wanted these kids.
That's what you said.
I did say that in a moment of horror.
Multiple moments of horror?
Nope.
Oh, you stopped saying it.
I said it one time, and I felt so bad about it that I just made a life decision. Like, don't do that again. You fucking had these kids. They're your kids. Cut the shit, bitch.
Right.
I said that to myself. Damn. And I listened.
Well, I think more importantly, because I've also struggled with that one myself, more importantly, you would hate for your kid to hear you saying that about them because, or, you know.
They were little. I wasn't worried about
it. I would hate for a partner to say, yeah, you know, your mom used to say.
Yeah. To make it a habit to the point where it's just like, your mom hates you.
Yeah.
I think she didn't want you to begin with. Yeah. It's just not a good place to, it's a terrible thing to do to your partner.
Right.
And it really...
Look
you
what
know,
you what, did to what our
gonna,
lives.
Right. What are you going to do? Leave and go down the bar, get a pack of cigarettes and just sit there all day? I mean, you're not going to do that. So just fucking suck it up. And it
does sound good, though.
Doesn't it? Let's get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Although I will say, there was a time, and we used to talk about, we called it marking time, like, we were in our 30s still, and our kids were like 6 and 4, and they were just fun and great and just you know, still loved us and a million questions and just, you know, fun kids, mm-hmm. fun boys. And they'd be out back, like, you know, with their equipment and they, you know, with their stupid, they've had these goggles that they used to wear. They'd be like, they'd be naked, goggles, rubber boots, the hose, a shovel, the weed whacker with the weed whack part taken out so that they could just go. They were the best days. They were the best effing days. And
you're painting quite the picture, that's for sure.
They were it was hilarious, like, to see them in their dumb outfits and their you know, their little dinks hanging out, just running around. And me and John would sit there on the back with a beer. I'm like, if only we could just freeze time. If only this could be our life every day. This would be so great.
The only thing you have to do that with is a camera.
Yep.
That is it.
I'll be playing all those videos at their weddings someday. And here's Riley mowing the lawn.
Their weddings, huh?
Yeah, if they ever have those. We'll see.
I can't wait to hear that they're partnered up.
Me too. Actually, I was saying to Riley, because he's, you know, he's doing this big trip. It's at least 6 weeks he's going to Europe, but he doesn't have a return ticket. And but he's going. A friend of his is going to go with him. His friend Jesse, not Pat's Jesse, but another girl.
Oh, he's got two best friends named Jesse.
No, his best friend is Jesse, Pat's girl.
Oh,
and this is just another friend in their group who's also named Jesse. Oh. And so they're going over there. She's got a friend in England, and then they're doing all these things. They have all these plans, but then at some point that girl's coming home, and Riley's like, I may or may not. I'm like, I really hope you meet someone. I hope you go, you know what? I'm staying for a while. I'm going to see where this goes. I'm like, now's the time. This is it. You know? You'll be buckled down. God forbid you ever get a house and all the things that come along with that.
All the grinding will come.
Yeah, don't worry. There's plenty of that. Like, right now, you're 23. You've saved a little money. Like, go. Have a goddamn adventure.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. I never thought, like, I love my life and I it's dialed where I want it to be. But I envy that I got a kid living in New York City. Like, I would have loved to have been able to live in New York City at age 21. Oh my God. Like, how exciting. And then this other kid that's going to, I don't have the energy for any of it now, but he's going to go just bum around Europe. I'm like, oh my God. That's like,
it sounds great. I hope he makes the most of it, because it would be sad to think that he gets there and then doesn't
travel, see stuff, meet people, do things. And he's a good little talker too. Like, you know how some kids they're shy, or like the New York kid is really shy. Like, mm-hmm. It's actually kind of amazing how much fun he's having there. But the one who's going to, that kid can talk to anybody in their language. It's crazy. So he'll
good.
I think he'll have a wild, great adventure. I can't wait to talk to him about it.
When's he leave?
July 17th.
Oh, so less than a month.
I know. So he's in Portland right now. Then we're going for 2 weeks to Kansas City.
Lucky.
Here I come. And then New York and Boston. And then he's going to take off right after that. Okay. You guys ready for some 23andMe?
Yeah, the 23andMe. I'm dying to hear it.
So here we go.
Okay.
What does TLDR stand for? I have a 23andMe conundrum for you. TLDR. And they call us the beautiful people of Alice Radio. Thank you.
I guess I got to look it up.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Too long, didn't read is what it stands for.
Too long, didn't read?
Or maybe too long, don't read, but it says didn't read.
Weird.
Okay.
All right.
Consenting to the family connections part of 23andMe was a mistake that I do not have the bandwidth to deal with. So consenting to the family connections part was a mistake. 23andMe told me a year ago that I have a half-sister on my dad's side. The profile's pretty sparse, so I don't know much about her since I haven't reached out. Obviously, this was shocking news, and I jumped to speculating about the likelihood of my dad actually cheating on my mom. There is no known precedent, but it wouldn't be surprising since he had an internet affair in the late 90s, and they had a hostile divorce over it, resulting in 12 years of almost no contact between my dad and most of us, except for child support. This girl was born in 84 when my parents already had several children. However, then I remembered he also used to donate sperm in the 80s, so maybe that could be an explanation.
Oh.
So, you know, I already have a question. How old are you and what year were you born? Like, is this a younger sibling? Is this a...
Well, let's see. Keep going.
All right. None of my siblings are on 23andMe, so I decided not to tell anyone and stir up drama. However, I do have cousins on there, so they might see the same information. They would see that they've got this other... What fucking cousin is this? Who's this? I don't share my full name on 23andMe, only my initials, but other family members do. Fast forward to a year later. Today I received a message from another potential half-sister, 2 years older than the first, also born when my parents... Oh, so they already had several children.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yes, she was born in 84. My parents already had several children. She doesn't say she was born, and I'm just assuming this is a she. I receive a message from another potential half-sister, 2 years older than the first, also born when my parents had several children. She lives in a southern state. She said she doesn't know who her father is and is trying to find him. My parents did live in the south for a while, and I don't know when or where the sperm donations happened, so I believe her. Well, also, she's got DNA proof. I am one of 7 children from the same parents. We have more than enough family drama these days. We used to be drama-free, but my dad recently retired and decided to be a family man again and wormed his way back into the family. Half of us can't stand him and maintain minimal contact since he's crazy, and the other half are in regular contact. Did I mention he's crazy? Like, thinks God talks directly to him and tells people about it kind of crazy. He disowned one sister over birth control and rescinded her college money. And
this
called,
is the guy that was cheating on mom and over the internet?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
All right.
Maybe he found God since then. And he called another a child of the devil being my mother. He is a nothing-is-ever-his-fault man-child, but he's also a cancer doctor. So he has a bizarre combination of competencies. He's a cancer doctor who thinks God talks through him?
Wow.
This is freaking crazy. Basically, he's trouble, and not having him as my father figure made life so much better. But now he's back in the family, and our lives are now tainted by his toxicity. You don't have to. Although some are apparently fine with it. I think it's a combination of abandonment issues, and he's suddenly very generous with his money. Oh, that's...
Well that's always nice.
Yeah, it is.
Talk to Scott. One. With all this existing family drama, I do not think it's a good idea to add to it. My parents are now not only on speaking terms, but also live on the same street as my brother in another state in 3 different houses. It's a friendly but potentially fragile balance. Two, I do not believe my father's a good person, and I don't think that she would be grateful to know him once they connect. Like I said, it could have been a sperm donation, an affair, a one-night stand, or something worse, / forced, God forbid. Should I answer the message, and what should I say? Also, 23andMe has this awesome, sarcasm, new feature that says when you were last active, and so she will know I read the message. Dun, dun, dun. Well, it is your half-sister, so it's kind of your call. You could call her and tell her about all the family drama and what a shithead this guy is.
Well, what's the point of that?
That you might save her some time. Just be like, here's what your dad is. He's a very generous cancer doctor who's fucking crazy and thinks God talks through him.
All right. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. But that is an option.
Okay. What would you do?
I honestly can't even begin to... I can't decide. I would want to know my sisters. If I knew that my dad had made other babies with other ladies... And they were looking to contact someone in the family. I'd love to know another sister.
Okay.
I love my sister. I'd probably love the other sisters. It must be amazing.
Okay, so you'd love it.
I don't
know. If you had other sisters.
No, I don't know. Well, I...
So it'd be a gift.
What if they're a pain in the ass? What if they're awful and now they're worming their way and they're abusing the privileges?
Abusing the...
You know, like all of a sudden you've got this, you know, sucker fish on you. People do that.
Well, sure.
I don't know. What would you do?
Well, it depends. Like, I don't think of... This is going to sound bad, I guess. But it's really about, do you want another sister? Do you? Because this person's nothing to you right now. But on a piece of paper, it says you have some possible shared DNA. Beyond that, they're nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's about what you have...
She already got 6 siblings,
what
right?
You're capable of. Like, for example, if you find yourself wishing to meet someone that shares DNA with you, then you should absolutely reach out. You're not obligated. That's your dad's behavior and your dad's bullshit to deal with. So to me, she's nobody to you.
Mm-hmm.
If your dad was throwing sperm around all kind of different ways, then that's something that he should have to deal with. And you can say, if you want, when you write back, here's my dad's email, phone number, and address.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to contact him. And Lee, and you don't have, there's no other words that have to be said. Like, hey, let's have lunch. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say,
well, it sounds like
we should meet.
She's in the South anyway, right? So
say whatever you want in reference to your, I wouldn't poison
the well.
Who your dad is. I wouldn't say, I think he's a bleep and bleep and this is what you should do. I would just say, my dad's email and phone number and address right. are, have a nice day.
You should be like, were you a sperm donation? Or did my dad fuck your mom?
I don't, you know, that's, here's the thing. That's, you're now, if you're capable of getting yourself caught up in that, yep. in that drama, like she's saying, oh, the drama and my dad's back and I don't like the drama, then you don't have to be involved in this. Mm-hmm. And you're way, like I did 23andMe, and I'm not nearly as involved in it as you are.
Did you click the family connection?
Actually, I take
thing?
That back. I did Ancestry. What did we do? Ancestry.com?
I don't.
I did one of them.
Yeah. I think anyway, I did 23andMe.
No, I didn't click the family connection because I'm not looking for more family and don't need to be. I got enough things
this
to check.
This is a good reason to not check the looking for family connection thing. Like, truthfully.
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
23andMe and all those things, they're really to find out, you know, if your
life is going to blow up or
if
not.
Your yeah. life's no.
No, it's about got, if right, you've got cancer or something.
Right.
You know,
genetic markers for right. different uh-huh. diseases, or you just would like to know what your ancestral background is, like, you know, where do your people come from?
Yeah,
or,
that's what we did.
You know, that's interesting. That's an interesting thing to know. I mean, if you're looking for other family members, then yeah, you would click family connections. But if you're not, yeah, I don't.
So it sounds like you're kind of caught in this, do I get involved or not?
Right.
And you don't have to. But you know, you don't like your dad, it sounds like. So sell him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Give his address and phone number and say, here's my dad's info.
And look, yes, drama may ensue. But they live, his mom lives in a separate house, brother lives in a separate house, dad lives in a separate house. Like, this is an email that goes to dad's house. Dad can do with that information what he chooses. You're the conduit. And I think that, you know, you probably are going to write more than just, hey, here's your dad's and my dad's info. I'm sure you're going to be, how are you?
But that's, if you do that, then you're opening the door to friendship and conversation. And if that's what you want, do that.
Mm.
I'm saying you don't have to do that. You can
no
just
rule.
Say, here's my dad's info.
Mm.
That's period. You don't even have to say have a good one.
Right.
You can just say here's his info, and that's it.
And I think she said she just signed her initials. You don't have to say your name.
So, and if they write back again looking for more, like,
just don't look. Never look. Well, go right, take right it as into it them comes. And never look at the site again. So
if
that she can't
starts
tell you read it.
Trying to become a friend, and you think you would want that, then entertain it. And if you're like, you know what, I don't want more BS in my life because my dad's a jerk, then don't respond. Don't be involved. Don't fall for it.
That is a pretty simple solution. Write back with that information and no further. If you don't want more to do with this person, you know, the problem is, I don't know, it would be really hard for me to write to someone who is possibly a sister and not,
well, that's,
be like, hey, how you doing?
So there it is.
Go in and be really
do
hard.
You want to entertain the possibility?
It's
that
in her
you...
head now. It's in my head now.
It's not in my head.
Well, you're very cut and dry.
I'm
Vinny.
Just saying that I don't have the capacity. Like, there's not enough bandwidth.
Well, and she's actually saying that I don't have the bandwidth to deal with this.
So that's
23andMe was a mistake.
There you go.
Clicking family connections was a mistake. Just let this be a warning.
Right.
If you're thinking about getting your genetic history done up, think on this. Is it? Because anything's possible. Do you want to know? Maybe, you know,
the funny thing, not funny, but the interesting thing about what's being uncovered right now is at a time when this stuff wasn't possible and people were doing whatever the fuck they wanted without realizing that someday someone's going to invent a way for all of your misdeeds to come to light.
And it's not just going to be the police.
Right.
It's not just going to be, oh, you murdered someone, let's check some DNA here. It's going to be your kid randomly pays $100 to 23andMe, and now all your secrets are out in the open.
Right. I wouldn't have seen that coming.
No.
Who would?
Nobody.
So
it's fucked up.
It's trippy that that's something people felt like they could get away with back then. Well, there's no devices where someone can follow me, and there's no way to track my phone.
Right.
Because my phone's attached to the wall in the kitchen. Yeah.
And I do occasionally fuck my husband, and so me being pregnant isn't a big deal.
Right.
And the guy I fuck kind of looks like my husband anyway, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff's all really... It's heartbreaking for, like I told you about someone I know. I'm trying to be very vague because I have a tendency to spill too many beans, but I'm trying to say this person... No.
Oh.
No. No. Jeez. No.
I don't know.
No, and I'm not that close to this person. Okay. That's
a close person.
The closest person to me. Mm. No, it's not her. Anyway, I just... hearing it and the questions that come up, like, but I don't want to hurt the guy that raised me, and yet... And I don't... And my kids think that's their grandpa, and now I do I tell
grandpa.
Them?
Right.
Like, there's a lot of fallout from this stuff.
So much.
And I, you know, and then one of the things that came up was he, my dad, will be fucking heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I just thought, it's not fair that you have to deal with this. That sucks.
And you don't have to say anything.
And I never have followed up.
Oh, follow up.
I don't want to.
Find out.
It's not one of those things that I don't care about. It's one of those things that I think that they've struggled with enough that they may not have done anything, and maybe they don't want to think about it.
Maybe.
I don't know. I know that it was really the first time I heard it. It was because this person was looking for an ear and some feedback, and I was...
Your usual harsh self?
No, I was crushed by it. I really felt bad. Like, I could see the tear. Mm-hmm. I could see the troubles. And I don't know specifically what you can do. If it's going to crush your dad, and if this is about this late in life,
I know.
I don't know if it's worth bringing it up.
It's along the same lines. My girlfriend was adopted, and she never knew who her parents were, and her dad had passed away a few years ago, and she decided, you know what, fuck it, I'm in my 50s, I'm going to try and find out. And when you go to the adoption agency, you know, they won't reveal your info to someone who's inquiring. But if someone has inquired, they make a note of it. So that if, and she went and she found her mom and her dad, and they were not together, but they had both been looking, and she now has...
bonus parents.
Bonus parents and tons of brothers and sisters. Yeah, wow. I know. It's crazy.
And she's glad about it, or she's bummed?
They're great. Like, I've met a bunch of these people.
Oh.
And they're great. No, they're just like her. Like, she's amazing, and they're amazing. And,
oh.
And her father's amazing, like, has written books.
Well,
and
there's,
like a really,
there's another side to the story,
I
then.
I know. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the thing, you know? She just, and they thought, we'll never find her. She's in her, she's 57 by now. Boom. She went, let me see.
Wow.
All right, we're out of time. I'm getting the wrap it up sign from Brittany.
It was a happy ending, huh?
It was a happy
that
ending.
That is a happy ending.
So everybody, hope for happy endings with this whole 23andMe debacle. All right, Vinny.
The end.